The Twins and the Royals at Target Field. Joe Mauer riding a 10-game hitting streak, but he would not be the only Twin to swing a red-hot bat in this one.
To right center field, down for a hit, it'll run to the gap. Mauer will score. Buxton flying around second, on his way to third, a stand-up triple. And there's nothing at all wrong with that left hand. Base hit, left field, Adrianza around third. Gordon's throw to the plate is not in time. And Dozier scampers to third. Two RBI hits for Mauer, and it's 5-0. Driven deep to right center field. Kane after it. It hits on the warning track. Buxton will score. Polanco coming in. Escobar with a two-run triple.
I'm sure umpire probably has dinner reservations somewhere.
Deep to left field. It is back. And gone. A three-run home run. And Dozier has now tied Sano with 77 runs batted in. It's hit well to left center field. It's got some carry. That's back and gone. A three-run home run to the opposite field.
It was a rather stress-free victory for the Twins Saturday night at Target Field as they pummeled Kansas City 17-0. It was the Twins' most lopsided victory since a 19-1 triumph back in 2010. The opponent that day, you guessed it, the Kansas City Royals. Here is Minnesota skipper Paul Molitor.
Nice response, come back after a game where we came up a little short last night. Kind of one of those games where you get, you know, Joe pretty much gave everybody a ball tonight, you know, because it was a team effort across the board, up and down the lineup. Gibby, you know, as much as those crooked numbers are good early in the game, I think the zeros that follow are just as important. A lot of them were, you know, pretty quick. We got back off on the field and got a chance to hit again. And, you know, even as the lead began to mount, guys kept taking good at bats. You know, we were able to, you know, put up a big number and keep Gibby undefeated with 17 runs. So that was good.
With Kyle, it's always trend or mirage. Does it look like a trend now, three straight good ones?
Well, you know, I think each one that he goes out there and adds to the number, you know, first one was good, backed it up, now three in a row. He's got to feel good. I like the way that we, you know, he was able to go out and do some of the things we talked about pregame. You know, he used his fastball a lot early, but he had really good command of his breaking ball. He got some chases down into those left-handed hitters, and you know, he's kind of mixing in that BP fastball a little bit too, in addition to the changeup. He's just got a nice feel of his pitches, and obviously he's around the zone throwing strikes.
Byron's numbers are great, three hits, but conversation with how his hand feels after a game like that?
I kept checking in with him throughout the game. You know, we don't have enough numbers really to get everybody out who I'd like to get out in a game like that. You know, it was one of those nights where he's kind of learning a little bit about what he can do and what causes discomfort and what doesn't. You know, I know he's got a little, you know, it's not 100% like we talked about before, but, you know, that first swing was beautiful, and you know, he put the ball in play on the chopper where Dozier made a heck of a read, and then he hit that one through the five hole. So he feels good. He's excited to be playing. He wants to be a part of it, and I'm pretty sure he'll be back in there tomorrow.
Byron Buxton has been one of the hottest hitters in the game in recent weeks, and he played a big helping hand in Minnesota's 17-0 win at Target Field. Buxton 3-for-5, 3-run score, 2 RBIs, including an RBI triple, as Minnesota rolled to the lopsided win. Buxton spoke to the media after the game.
Didn't try to overdo it and do too much. Just try to get in there and have a quality at bat. I didn't really think about it too much once I started playing, so that was good.
The Twins send Irvin Santana to the mound on Sunday. He'll be opposed by Ian Kennedy.